The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. DuPage Credit Union has vehicle rates as low as 1.99% APR. Lock in your low rate today. For credit costs and terms or to apply, visit DuPageCU.com. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
And Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Abdallah is off this week. He's in Napa. How about that? Think about Adam Abdallah. What you know of my best friend, Adam Abdallah. Does Napa sound like the type of place that he will thrive in? Well, I hope so, because I set him up. And how about this for a friend? I sent him an entire... I love Napa. My wife and me, we love going to Napa and the whole laid-back atmosphere, going inside the wineries and having... You know, like, that fits me and my personality. And so we sent the Abdallahs a whole list of all these different vineyards and places to go, restaurants. I don't think they use any of our recommendations. So there you go. Black here with you, and I will talk to you at 312-332-3776. So Abdallah's off for the week. You get to hang out with me for the entire week. I'm looking forward to it, and there's a lot going on. And wait, hold on. What's this? Johnny in Vegas. Johnny, Waddle and Sylvie left. You wanted to talk to Waddle and Sylvie? What's up?
Hey, it's Johnny. How you doing?
Johnny, you're in Vegas, right?
Yeah, no, I'm in Dallas.
But you're Johnny Vegas, though, right?
Work. With Johnny Vegas, but in Dallas right yeah. now working.
Yeah, we've talked and, before, right?
Yeah, I called in all the time until I had to work and right. actually have a job.
Okay, yeah. Right? You were calling to talk to Waddle and Sylvie.
Yeah, but you know what? Better yet, I'm talking to you, and even though your buddy's not there,
yes,
I'd rather
right.
talk to you guys. Yeah, you guys are the guys I want to talk to. And all the long streamers.
Right,
that know,
long
know
streamers.
It.
Yes, of course.
So, a couple things. One, here, you guys were, Waddle and Sylvie were talking about Jerry. Funny story about him. So, at the hotel I'm working at, I can't say what hotel it is, we had a Miss Texas senior pageant,
okay.
meaning that they're all 60 years and older.
Yes.
But I've never seen more beautiful 60-year-olds, plus maybe that I'm just getting older or not.
Okay.
But Jerry streamed in a call, and they were all fired up. But let me tell you, the Botox and the fake boobs and the glitter
oh,
on their hat.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I'm allowed to say that, right? Oh,
carry on, Johnny. You saw a lot of silicone, right? You saw a lot of Botox.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Sorry, that's the right word.
Okay,
right.
All right. And you were impressed by the advancements in technology, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
I've never seen 60-plus-year-olds look
okay.
that good. That's one. Number
two. That why you called in?
No, I'm calling in. I'm not here to talk about sports, just so you know.
Okay, all right.
Johnny, there's a spearmint rhino here 10 minutes away from my hotel I'm
yeah.
excited about.
Okay, all right.
Because, you know, I go to the one in Vegas, and now I'm here.
Right,
and
right.
just so you know, there's a spearmint rhino. So all the long Twitchers, all the fans,
yes.
Anyone come out here? Spearmint Rhino
okay.
is the place
All
to
right.
go.
All right. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for the phone call. I'll see you in the Twitch chat, okay?
All right, Black. I'll jump in. Thank you.
Amazing. Abdallah's off for the week. I go to the first phone call of the week. We have all this important news. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, it sounds like they've come to an agreement. Rodgers is going to show up for camp. I've got thoughts here on the storylines heading into Bears camp. As the Bears report tomorrow, rookies are already there. And then also on Wednesday, the first practice of training camp. And Johnny calls in with thoughts on Jerry Jones at an event with 60-plus ladies that he's very attracted to. All right. Salim in Elgin, you're up next. Good luck, my friend.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. I wanted to call in and talk about the implications today that might be affected by the Bulls. are on the Bulls, I should say, but the trade that went down between the Pelicans and the Grizzlies. Obviously, Lonzo Ball could come into play where the Pelicans decide to match him, or if they go after Lowry and they rescind Lonzo Ball because of his cap hole to make a really strong push on Lowry, it could open up easier ways to get Lonzo. And the other thing I wanted to get your thoughts on, with the Grizzlies now, since they made this trade, I don't know what their thoughts are on what they want to do with Justice Winslow and D'Anthony Melton. Those two guys, like Justice Winslow, obviously is injury prone. But if they waive him, not pick up his option, he could be at for probably the vet minimum, a wing player that, you know, maybe kind of prove it your deal. And then I don't know if Bulls could call up the Grizzlies and see if what they want for D'Anthony Melton, if he's part of their future plans.
So you're asking, like, what does the trade today mean for the Bulls? That's your overall question, well, Salim?
Well, my question to you is just, what's your thoughts on the Grizzlies' two wings? I just wanted to comment on how that affects the affects the Bulls, trade in general.
You know, Winslow has been kind of disappointing to this point in his career. And, like, the way the Grizzlies and the trajectory that they have, the fact that he wasn't able to work into the rotation at all, even when he was healthy with that team, I think would concern me. But if it was by low, I could see it. The Bulls do need more toughness, you know, overall on the perimeter. And then that's something like, could Winslow ever turn into the type of player that, like, Jay Crowder is? Where he's a solid vet. He's never going to be a star, but he's a solid vet on a really good team.
Yeah, exactly. That's what my thoughts are. If you can find him, get him for cheap, if he gets his health right, you know, he could be a really good fit next to Pat and really cover up for some of the defensive issues on the perimeter like you just mentioned.
Thanks for the call, Salim. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Chris. Have a good one.
That's Salim and Elgin. In the trade that Salim was talking about here, Adrian Wojnarowski earlier today had news that Memphis is finalizing a trade to send Jonas Valanciunas and their 2021 number 17 and number 51 picks to New Orleans for Steven Adams and Eric Bledsoe, and then 2021 picks of number 10 and 40, plus a protected first rounder from the Lakers. So Memphis and New Orleans swapping. The thing that Woj then followed up and pointed out, that helps the Pelicans create cap space and salary cap space heading into August, which would then allow them to match an offer sheet for Lonzo Ball if they wanted to, or they could use that cap space, as Woj says, to pursue other free agent point guards. And some of the names on the market are Kyle Lowry and other guys like that. So do the Pelicans look at Lonzo Ball, and this is where it ties back to the Chicago Bulls, do the Pelicans look at Lonzo Ball as a guy that they can upgrade that position, therefore they don't need to bring Ball back, and then he could be available for the Bulls? And if the reason they're not bringing him back to New Orleans could be because New Orleans sees the situation where they have young, talented players on their roster, Ingram, Williamson, they have a collection of young talent that needs to take the next step. They need to make the playoffs. They need to leap forward. And what did we see this year in the NBA? We saw the Phoenix Suns have a young, talented roster that needed to take the next step. And what did they do? They acquired the best point guard on the market, a veteran, Chris Paul, and it took that team into the playoffs and then into the finals. Obviously, I would not suggest that Kyle Lowry joining the Pelicans can make them a finals team, but it would push them forward. And I just wonder, like, at that point of the game, would you rather have Kyle Lowry at the end of his career or Lonzo Ball, who has room to improve? And quite personally, if I'm the Bulls, I think that plays into your hands to be able to go out and get Lonzo Ball and improve your point guard position, and then also hope that Lonzo improves and that at some point Lonzo is a stud star point guard, and that's exactly what you're looking for. Will in Virginia, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, Chris? Yeah, so I was curious what your thoughts were of the White Sox with Eloy coming back, coming off his Brewers series and ahead of the trade deadline. What's your vibe or what's your pulse on the White Sox this week?
I'm feeling good. I'm thinking they do acquire some bullpen help, but I don't think that they do anything else. Like, to me, the second base situation, I think they'll figure it out throughout the season. I don't think they have to go outside the organization well. And I think the fact that Eloy and Robert are going to be back, I think that adds the offensive punch that's been missing. And, you know, they face off against the Royals tonight, pregame with Connor McKnight coming up at 6:30.
Yeah, maybe Eloy can be like that secret weapon like Kyle Schwarber was for the Cubs back in the day.
Oh, you know, come on, hold on, hold on, Will. He's going to be better than Kyle Schwarber because he's going to be back for longer. Schwarber was just there for the World Series.
That's true. I mean, he showed up when he needed to be there. But, Eloy could definitely be a huge impact here over the next month and change, or 2 months and change, really. So, should be exciting, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Will.
All right, thanks, Chris.
That's Will in Virginia, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. I'm Chris Bleck with you here tonight. Bleck and Abdallah every weeknight from 6 to 8 until we have White Sox baseball. And tonight, we have the Sox and the Royals. Dallas Keuchel on the mound. This season, he's 7-3 with a 4.22 ERA. And the White Sox so far this season are 59-49, games up on Cleveland. And I'd say this, you know, this weekend didn't go exactly to plan for the White Sox and White Sox fans, but they continue to just win games, and there's no real competition right now in the division. So as we head towards the trade deadline, I feel the same way I felt each and every time a White Sox player in the lineup went down this year, whether it be Madrigal, Robert, Eloy. The whole season, I continue to feel the same way. I'm pleasantly surprised with the way they're playing. Could they play better? Yeah, probably. But right now, they're one of the better teams in the American League. But they have to show it now against the best in the American League. And I think that's the test as we go through here in the second half, as they continue to kind of get guys back into the lineup. And then also, hopefully, they figure out this bullpen situation that they can win these games, take care of the division. We know they're the best team in the division, but when you face off against the best in the American League, that's a true test, and that's where we're going to find out in the playoffs. So we're looking forward to. We continue to talk more White Sox baseball coming up next, and also we have our song of the night.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Always remember, you can download the podcast, Black and Abdallah, on the ESPN Chicago app. We have a podcast interview up right now with Brett Coleman from YouTube, The Film Room. He breaks down Justin Fields and why Justin Fields will improve Matt Nagy's offense, why Ohio State's offense translates to exactly what the Chicago Bears want to do. It's a fascinating conversation. It's right there in the ESPN Chicago app. Make sure you download the ESPN Chicago app and download the Black and Abdallah podcast right there. Sean Davis is producing tonight's show. And also, we have White Sox baseball coming up in 10 minutes right here on ESPN 1000. Connor McKnight will have the pregame show right here on ESPN 1000. Len Casper and Darren Jackson have the call of tonight's game. If we go back just one day to last night, the Sox beat the Brewers 3-1, and you heard the game right here on ESPN 1000.
Sunday night baseball greetings from American Family Field in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as they take on the Milwaukee Brewers to wrap up a three-game interleague set. Lynn back in it after a 3-0 start. The payoff. Called strike three. Paint job, lower outside corner. Swing and a miss, strike three. Looked like a changeup from Lance Lynn, maybe, at 88. Swing and a miss on a high one. Lynn strikes out the side after an inning. Yeah, I'd say so. Zavala making his seventh start, hitting 167. He's looking for his first RBI. This would be a nice spot, and a base hit to center. Around third comes Goodwin. The throw to the plate is off the mark and late, and the White Sox have the lead. Woodruff holds, now pitches. There's a base hit out of the right. Garcia scores. Zavala chugging hard. He's in. 3-0. Listen to the Sox fans.
You like me now.
White Sox need two more outs, leading by a pair. 0-2 foul. Tip, strike three. Third strikeout for Hendricks. Taylor takes off. Long hits it in the air. This should do it. Hamilton in center calling. He's got it. And the White Sox win here in Milwaukee. They avoid the sweep. Three-game losing streak is over. Kansas City. Kansas City. Kansas City. Here we come.
I mean, when you look at a series where we're at in July right here, you go on the road and you're able to, you know, make sure you don't get swept. But when you get, we're slowly getting healthy. We're getting our guys back. And tomorrow's the first step of that. And, you know, we're looking forward to having him back. And we haven't seen him in a while. So I think everybody's excited just to see him.
And Eloy will be back with the White Sox tonight as the Sox win last night in Milwaukee 3-1. They were on a three-game losing streak over the weekend from Wednesday to Friday and Saturday. From the end of the Twins series and then the first two against the Brewers, who are a first-place ball club as well. But, you know, to me, the White Sox sitting at 59-40 is still really good in the American League. You just want to see them improve a little bit more. And when you listen to White Sox baseball here on ESPN 1000, you can't miss a second because you never know what's going to happen. Like last night, Jason Benetti, TV voice for the Chicago White Sox. Well, here he is. He's on ESPN 1000. He's in the booth with Len and Darren.
3-0 out of the pinstripe, and the pitch from Woodruff is a strike. It's about belt high. It's 3-1. How am I doing, Len?
Great.
Forgot how to do radio. though the minor league days sort of come back to you.
You are right on target.
Outfield is straight ahead on 3-1, and the kick and the pitch is another heater and another strike on the inner third. Thigh high to Garcia. It's 3-2.
And you thought you were coming to watch a ball game. No, no.
Putting it into work.
That's right.
I think Len and I should trade off words in this next sentence. That would be great for the listenership.
So you stop by the White Sox radio booth, and Ryan McGuire puts you to work. And boom, there's Jason Benetti on ESPN 1000 calling the White Sox game with Len and Darren. And then, you know, from time to time, Connor is concerned about inches. Take a listen to this from over the weekend.
So 2-2 now to Collins with one away. Brewers up 2-0 in the top of the third. Burns brings it home. Called strike three. Collins goes down looking. Burns got a couple extra inches downstairs.
A couple extra inches downstairs, Connor.
Yep. So 2-2 now to Collins with one away. Brewers up 2-0 in the top of the third. Burns brings it home. Called strike three. Collins goes down looking. Burns got a couple extra inches downstairs.
That's fantastic. So you don't want to miss a minute of White Sox baseball here on ESPN 1000. All right, so like we cover the White Sox here on the station. We're the home of the Chicago White Sox. We don't need these White Sox reports anymore from our friend Brian O'Connor, at BroConnor on Twitter. We used to ask him to do it to make it a fair and balanced thing with the Cubs. We covered the Cubs a lot when they won the World Series. But he continues to send in these White Sox reports.
Let's go, 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 White Sox.
BroConnor's proud of you.
Thanks, guys. Well, an exciting week for the Sox. Split with the Twins and then made their way up north to Milwaukee to relive some of the old days, the county stadium, and when the Sox and the Brewers were the same division. I know, tough to believe, because, you know, the Cubs just monopolize everything, and they stake their claim that that's Wrigley North, because everything's just an extension of Wrigley and Cubs Nation. And, you know, it's actually cheaper to buy tickets in Milwaukee than it is to pay the parking at Wrigley, am I right? But, you know, oh, and I also remember the Zambrano no-hitter. It was a hack job by MLB that was just gifted to the Cubs, because why not? Why shouldn't they just get everything they want? Anyway, I'm excited about the training deadline. You know, I'm going to be listening to Black and Abdallah all week. Listen for the new sounder, Chris's favorite thing, you know. And I'm hopefully something will come through. I'm sure we'll have to sit through, you know, this is KB's third to last at bat. And how do you think he feels? Maybe we'll get some quotes from Rizzo after the game about what was your favorite memory as a Cub. I can tell you right now, it's when they won the World Series. That was the favorite memory. It was not when he said, it's magic. It was not when he saw the IV out there for the first time. It wasn't when he caught a ball. It wasn't when he played a prank on him. Anyway, thanks for letting me talk about the White Sox.
Let's go, 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 White Sox.
BroConnor's proud of you.
Again, I don't, we don't need the, we cover the White Sox now. So we don't need that. It's time for the song of the night.
I want to rock.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's Song of the Night, the Alabama Shakes, Hold On, from 2012. It's your Song of the Night here on ESPN 1000.
We'll be right back.
for the song of the night is Lollapalooza week. Lollapalooza kicks off on Thursday here in downtown Chicago in Grant Park. And Brittany Howard performs on Sunday. She's a part of Alabama Shakes. I think she's on her solo stuff now, so she's performing at Lollapalooza. But this was the song that I heard for the first time that made me know and understand who the Alabama Shakes were. So this is the song of the night. And Abdallah's not here tonight to stop me. But throughout the week here on Black and Abdallah, we will feature artists that are performing at Lollapalooza this week. So a lot of interesting selections in case you have yet to look and you're not planning on going to Lollapalooza. I kind of feel like I'm out of the age prime group to be attending Lollapalooza. I know Abdallah likes to go, but he's like a super concert goer music dude. Where like I'm fringe guy who enjoys the good concerts, but like at a certain point, I know what I am. I don't need to be there.
So basically, you're about the bands on the marquee.
See, yeah, and Sean, what I could say is I can consume this all on YouTube because they stream the entire thing. And I'm just as content with enjoying it that way and not having to be with the mass herd of humanity out in Grant Parking, sweaty and watching kids do Molly and whatever else is the trendy way to spend a Saturday and Sunday in the park.
Isn't that the thin line between inconvenience and event?
Yeah.
Like, you think it's an event, and then all of a sudden it becomes an inconvenience for you.
And I get it. It makes me sound old. Like, for sure. If I were younger, I'd probably be all about it. But I'm good with it. So some of the, the Foo Fighters are the headliner on Sunday. Post Malone on Saturday. Tyler, the Creator, is the headliner with Marshmello. Then also on Friday night. And Thursday night kicks off the headliner is Miley Cyrus. So Lollapalooza in Grant Park this weekend. Brittany Howard, the lead singer for the Alabama Shakes. Alabama Shakes is your song of the night with Hold On.
Don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Connor McKnight and White Sox baseball coming up next right here on ESPN 1000. The Sox and the Royals. That's next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.